Make us worthy to pray to you, thank for your Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we give us trespasses. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, thy in the kingdom, power and glory. Shnile vlogison, ene pasi. Maren şeva mutun dut fümüne vübütten evo neydi vna tifadu ben şah savana duman zilu ve su uja fresk mazin uguna fın ve intenen ona fari heyanun. Afşut tenen uf aftiyan suverin ati itenen den şara yatay onu ta intufon manin tiyo ver ufa paus da fareyron. En pae o su avvanim neyga utirun tepen onkh. En erin ili veni cefi bandu gratur ipşo ispen nuti. Gnilai sunum asar loz bandu pantokrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. Oh, you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, you spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour, Lord. Therefore, we ask on the treaty of goodness and love of mankind, grant us to conclude this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with you, and fear all evil temptations, the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, and the right example of enemies, hidden and manifesting them away from us and from all your people, and from the soul of your servant Samid al-Mihar, and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
Let us God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness, beloved of mankind. Remember, O Lord, us all of your servant who have fallen asleep, our Father and our brethren.
Pray for our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep and reposed in the faith of Christ since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the patriarchal fathers, the bishops, our fathers, the archbishops, our fathers, the hugmans, our fathers, the priests, our fathers, the brethren, the deacons, our fathers, the monks, our fathers, the laymen and lady, and for the repose of our beloved brother and father, Uncle Sammy Damien, that Christ our God may repose the soul in their souls in the paradise of joy, and we too accord mercy unto us, and forgive us our sins.
Graciously, O Lord, upon them their souls in bottom of our holy father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, sustain them in a green pasture beside still water in the paradise of joy, that place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sins. Raise up their bodies also in the day which you have appointed according to your true promises, which are without lie. Grant them the good things of your promises, that such an eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have come upon the heart of man, the thing which you, O God, have prepared for those who love your holy name, for there is no death for your servant, but a departure, even if any negligence or heedlessness has overtaken them as men. Send they wear clothing, flesh, and wealth in this world, O God, that the good one, the lover of mankind, graciously accord, O Lord, to report and forgive them, your servant, the orthodox Christians who are on the wall from the east to the each one according to his name, and each one according to her name. For no one is pure and without blemish, even thought his life on earth to be a single day. As for those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken, repose them, and may they be worthy of the kingdom of the heavens. As for us all, grant us our rich and perfection that will be pleasing to you, and give them us a share and inheritance with the holy horses.
I loved because the Lord will hear the voice of my supplication. Because he has inclined his ear to me, I will call upon him in all my days. The pains of death grasped me, the dangers of hate have found me. I found affliction and sorrow, then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, deliver my soul. The Lord is merciful and righteous, and our God has mercy. The Lord preserves the infants. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your resting place, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. He has delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I shall be pleasing before the Lord in the land of the living.
أنا قلت في حيرتي إن كل الناس كاذبون بماذا أكافئ الرب عن كل ما أعطني كأس الخلاص أخذ وباسم الرب أدعو أو في نزور للرب قدام كل شعبه
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. When I received the news about Uncle Sammy, I was praying the liturgy, and one of the people, like, he sent me a message, and I was praying, and it was like, try to calling many times, and I was surprised, like, why he's calling now. And I think that he knows maybe I'm praying the liturgy. I told him yesterday, it was before yesterday, right? Like the 19th, yes, yesterday. So, yes, and it was the cross feast. So I was finished, try to finish all the body of Christ and the blood. And at the moment, I don't know why I opened the cell phone to see what happened, why he's calling and texting. And while that, it's never happened with me that I open a cell phone during I am already, like, I have in my hands the body of Christ. It never happened. And I don't think that I would do it again, maybe, I don't know. And so I saw the message that Uncle Sammy, he's passed away. And I was looking to the body of Christ at that moment, because I didn't finish yet. And I talked to him. Receive this soul in your hands. And at the time and the moment of we are celebrating the feast of the cross. And the cross is a sign of victory. So when we are, he departed away. When I went to the hospital, so I met Tante Amel, and she said to me, he departed around 1:30, 1:40. It's like he was waiting only for the victory, the day of the victory. That's why we are not saying he is died. No, he is passed away, or he went to another place that where he is waiting for us.
That's why we are praying and we are remembering all the names who are departed on the altar. It's not only because, for example, we have to remember them. No, because they are a part of our life. Our life. We are here, live on the earth, and they are there, live in heaven. And we know that very well. He was waiting the day of the victory. And I remember that Annemar told me about the nurse. She said to her, I never in my life saw someone who passed away in peace like that. Why? I can't tell you why. He was someone, maybe I was in touch with him many times when I, for example, like he asked about me. Sometimes he like, they had the phone call and they called me, for example, hey, Abuna, how are you? And sometimes I ask about them. But every time we talk about Christ and about his love. I can't remember, for example, one time we're talking without remember the love of Christ. It was amazing. You can imagine you are calling someone to ask about him, and in the meantime, like we are talking about the love of Christ. That's why he loved his Lord, and he served a lot. And when he is taking any service, he's very dedicated to this service. He wanted to do it perfect. So he was waiting for this day, for the victory, day of the victory, where he went to the heaven to meet his Lord. May God comfort all the family. And on behalf of all the church, my father and all the deacons and the church, we are giving you the comfort. But remember one thing, please. He really is this guy is in heaven. And we believe in that. And when I went to the hospital and Tantaman was alone, so I prayed alone by myself. She heard some words and she didn't hear some other words. But I was looking to his face like a baby who is sleeping. And I was like surprised, oh wow. A lot of people when they passed away, they are really like they fight sometimes. But his face was very like an angel. So I said, okay, this is what we are looking for. I hope that my day be like that. Go in peace. The peace will be with you. Again, may God comfort all the family. Like everyone come from everywhere, from Vancouver, from Calgary, from Florida. And also, you have to know that we love your father a lot. And also, he loves the church a lot. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, part of the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Paul, to the Corinthians. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet, but when he says all things and are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead? If the dead do not rise at all, why then are they baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm by the boasting in which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If in the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I will tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of God the Father be with all of us. Amen.
From all our hearts, we lift up hands and hearts and souls, asking the repose of the soul of our beloved brother, servant, deacon, Sammy Demian, who lived between us here for years and served here in this church I'll explain in details, God willing. But at least now, because of the difficult time that we are passing through nowadays, we were obliged to divide the comforters into two groups. And you are the first group. The second group is supposed to come by 7:30, God willing, and we'll receive them here, and we'll continue also our condolences to our beloved the family, my beloved children, Lydia, Mariam, and Mina, and their very beloved mother, Amal. But now we have to conclude the first part of our condolences with prayers, and then give our sympathy to the family, and they leave in peace, and then the other group is coming soon after that. Thank you so much. Amin, alleluia, doxa vetri.
Satana sapasit in nefshana sutiemono nainan kriele song. Pia Christus benuti. If orun tachi hirin moinan de carinis and manan de carina carinoven and the volgi sukhtericum nemismo bimashani, I mean make a word to pray, thank Lord Father, who art in heaven. Allow thy name, take them come to hell, but on earth in heaven. والآن محبة الله الأب ونعمة ابن صلى المسيح وشركة محبة وطاعة الروح القدس تكن مع جميعكم. Go in the peace of the Lord be with you all.